been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Line in the building. I hope everybody's feeling good today. Mm-hmm. I just watched the Lakers rob Boston, and I'm a little upset, but I'm not even a Boston fan. That's bullshit. But team, let's go. Introduce yourself. Let's go.
Y'all already know what it is. It's the swag dad, the drip bitch. I'm in the building.
You call yourself a bitch?
I'm okay with that, too.
He was practicing earlier. I'm like, drip, bitch?
No, I'm the drip, bitch. And you're going to see why. Follow my Instagram. I am Black Success. You got to see all the sauce I got. But my birthday bash is 2 weeks away, March 7th. Amadeus Day Party. Everybody free before 5. We don't even want to charge you. We just want you to be there while the drip is walking in at 5:15. I said, at 5:15. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Black Success, Coney on his own. Yeah.
And it is Tanya. Good night, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Share the video, please. At this point in time, stop what you're doing. Hit share. Yeah. Let your people join.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How everybody feeling today, first and foremost?
I'm hungry. I didn't eat all day.
Couldn't tell?
Fuck you.
That's it, though?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Black, how you feeling today, man?
I'm just...
Mr. Drip Bitch.
I'm overwhelmed, dog. I'm overwhelmed because I made a vacation post and, like, everybody was talking about Bora Bora and...
That's a good place to go to.
That is. It's just dream vacation. It's just out of everyone's budget. It just...
How you know? You don't see...
It's out of my budget, too. This is a dream vacation. It's a
20K vacation.
People
sure.
get 20K back in taxes.
That's what's up.
I mean, kids, they got...
So y'all are so shady.
I don't see too many people.
That post today was saying like, "Oh, it's all right. You can have as many kids as you want to
have." Oh man, yeah.
I want to come pop the boat. No, let me get the fuck out of here. I ain't gonna do nothing. Sunday's the Lord's day.
No, listen, it is okay. You know what I mean? Have as many kids as you want to have. Just you know, be able to take care of them. That's it.
Like, that's all.
You
know what I mean?
On your own.
On your own?
Yeah. You
and whoever, on your own was silent?
You and whoever created them, you know what I mean? Should be able to take care of them. But, you know, I don't like to tell people what to do or what not to do because I really don't give a fuck because I like to do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. So just live yours, I'm going to live mine, and fuck it. We just go like that.
Amen. Well, if you haven't heard, if you ain't from New York, we're going to start it off real quick. R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
Yes.
That shit was so fucking crazy.
I didn't realize how young he was.
It was because I found like really early in the morning. It was like before 9 a.m. when the news hit, and I saw my friend who I would consider to be somebody who doesn't share bullshit say, "Yo, they got Pop Smoke." So I went, like the adult I am, immediately to Google and started Googling to see, you know, Pop Smoke dead, and a whole bunch of articles came up. I was like, this little boy was just on Angie Martinez's show not even a couple of days before. It hasn't even been a week yet. He just dropped his album. And then there's like, an attempted robbery. I'm like, no, that was a full-on hit. That was somebody went there for him. And it's just, I'm still kind of speechless as, like, what could this 20-year-old have possibly done to deserve to have his life snatched from him? I mean,
he's a motherfucker.
He was an active gang member, too. They did say he was active. But at the same time, it's like, he's fucking 20. Who? Like, why you? If you a gang member, why are you worried about kids anyway?
Most kids are in the gang.
Because
you're a grown man still gangbanging, you need to reevaluate your life.
Facts. And if you come in at kids, like, well, it's different if you rob him and rough him up, but to put bullets in him to snatch his, and he was just about to start like a real career, you know. That's the thing
about men hate. Like men hate, I always say, is worse than like women hate, because like niggas just want to kill you. They don't even want to. rob you. I mean, they really want to just kill you for just living your life being regular.
And that's what I'm
saying.
They
don't put
like,
you in the ground, bro.
And I made a post that said it's so scary. Like, it's just scary knowing that even when you start doing well, and I said doing well, I'm not even thinking about being rich and successful, just sometimes being happy, having a full family, graduating college, little things you do that just symbols of just you doing well. You never know who thinks you don't deserve it or who is willing to even take it from you. Take it into their own hands to just take that shit from you.
Yeah, that's kind of sick, man.
I think his death reminded me just how evil this world really is.
Yeah.
I think that's what took pause. I'm like, you gotta be a different type of motherfucker to just kill a baby. What he could have possibly done to you.
And I don't know, people play detective on the internet talking about like how he kinda almost probably did it to himself because he mistakenly was trying to show
off.
But the funny thing is, you know what's crazy, that
was a video, you know? Which means somebody took time to keep going back to rewind to just get a screenshot of that.
Well, you act like women don't do that shit every day.
Women
be looking at a reflection
over
sunglasses to see who took a picture.
It's like, it's crazy how innocent that was. Like, he just like, oh, Amiri sent me this. Amiri sent me. It was a whole moving video and somebody still took time to snap that shit and save it. You know?
That's why I said that even though like even if you up and doing good, it's kind of crazy that you can't even really like show, not even show off. Be proud of the shit that you gained from your hustle because, like you said, somebody else, you showing what you got. Somebody else is hungry, looking like, all right, that's nigga food now. Mm-hmm. I want to take it from him. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the fucked up part
of
it.
You take
everything.
His life, like, take his jewelry. Like, you broke into a whole house in Beverly Hills and just came for somebody's life. That's just evil to me. That's just evil. And I'm pretty sure he had money and stuff around it because he just had a party.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to the little homie Pop. You know,
and everybody
what I'm
that fuck with him and that loved him and all that. You know what I mean? Funk Flex last night showed him a lot of love at the Tory Lanez concert.
He did. He didn't talk over his song.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Funk
the
Flex
the
be quiet.
The crowd went crazy.
Wow.
The crowd went crazy. I actually posted it on the gram. Funk Flex reposted it. You know, I tagged a few people that's affiliated with Pop Smoke because he was. You know, that was extended family within a sense. So, you know, it's just sad to see. And everybody just, you know, just be safe, man.
He was about to
don't let that taint in you or make you scared to live your life. Still live your life. Still be proud of the shit you got, the shit you earned. Don't let that taint in anything. Because if a nigga gonna kill you, guess what? He gonna kill you for whatever. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. So, I would just say don't.
But the more flossing kind of makes it like.
But I don't think it's fair for you. I don't think somebody should tell me how I should enjoy my
life. It shouldn't be, but you know how life is.
But I don't think
that's it though. I think people are just jumping to a conclusion because it's a lot of people that's flawed. There's a lot of people with jewelry. It's a lot of people posting money every day, counting hundreds. That's well and living. So I think
it wasn't random.
I think people just need to let that be, you know what I mean? And let's not jump the gun here trying to put two and two together because if that's the case, a lot of people should be out of here, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people that's way more reachable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He wasn't living in Brooklyn, he was living in Hollywood, so there's a lot of people that's way more reachable that should be out of here.
Did you know that the 911 call came from the East Coast?
It is.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. I can't wait till the whole shit come out. Like,
it probably won't, but I don't know, man.
But we're going to... R.I.P. Pop Smoke, though. We're going to jump to another topic that happened. I don't know if anybody heard. It was like this kid from Australia or something saying he was getting bullied. We're actually going to touch on bullying too later on. But this is going back to our topics last week. They set up a GoFundMe for him to get to like Disney World or whatever. I think he made like 200K.
361 last time I saw it.
361K.
Now I was finding out
it was a scam. That they scamming like the little nigga's grown or some shit. Like a
Listen,
grown.
Apparently it wasn't.
I don't think he's grown.
It wasn't supposed to be a scam. Apparently he was trying to go viral and his mom made the video. And a comedian who also is a dwarf saw it and he was like, oh my God, y'all bullying him. I want to do something nice for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did the GoFundMe to send him to Disney World because he's a kid. But because of the video and it's somebody popular promoting it, it went that crazy. But it was just, I think it was a hoax at first because he's an actor. He's a child actor.
You know, when I seen a video, I figured it was a host because this kid is crying, right? And the mother's just like this, recording him.
Facts.
He's like, oh, I would have killed myself. Like, if you're a mom, why are you even going to tape your child crying in that moment? Like,
but it's like
you ain't making no awareness video tape. Like,
that's why it's so hard to donate to things, because it's like everyone is trying so hard to go viral. Like, people going live at funerals now. I never seen no shit like this. People going live at funeral, like, yo, say your goodbyes. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
that's how I made it to my grandmother's funeral.
Nothing.
You a dick, son. You annoying as fuck, Lodge. Jesus Christ.
Get out of here. R.I.P. Granny.
So it's like, it's just like, this shit is crazy right now, man. It's like everyone want to be viral. Everyone want to be known or be popular for something. And I'm just like, why?
Yo, they want to be popular for nothing. Like, not even something, nothing. Man, I saw somebody went live topless.
And it worked?
At least do an OnlyFans page. At least that motherfuckers pay to see the shit. Don't do it for free.
That shit is crazy.
Like,
nobody
damn.
Pay for OnlyFans. Like, one person
yes,
make
the
an
fuck
account.
They do.
They screen record this shit and then everybody got OnlyFans.
Listen, there is bitches.
I'm gonna make an OnlyFans.
There are bitches making money from OnlyFans. There are a lot of creep motherfuckers out here. Just know. And I'll leave it at that.
I'm gonna make an OnlyFans for me just taking care of my kids, because a lot of women don't see that shit.
Yo, you should do that. You should do a YouTube channel of
vlog.
You just
me,
taking care of the kids. That
facts.
Is fire.
You gotta pay to see that, because why women don't see that shit?
Yo, that's a fact.
That is so disrespectful.
Daddy 101. Daddy 101.
Men don't see
that'd
it either, Tanya.
That'd be fire.
Yeah, I gotta train a lot of people and shit. But we don't go back to the partially of that topic with that dwarf. We ain't gonna say midget, because that's not accurate. That's like calling a dwarf a nigga.
Right.
Yeah, they don't like that shit.
We don't want no smoke
correct.
With it. Gotcha.
The little
don't want
person.
The L-Dorfiation.
You see what happened to Tommy? Tommy on Mario.
Exactly.
When Trey came to see
and
him.
We got a problem.
He said, what are you going to do? Untie my shoes?
All right, we going real quick. We going to touch on bullying and shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about it? Yeah, growing up, did you ever get bullied, or was you a bully in school?
Damn.
Definitely got bullied.
What you got bullied for?
My complexion. And
I'm showing Guyana you wasn't only black ass motherfucker.
I wasn't,
yo,
but
that's wrong with this.
I wasn't, but like
no
I,
way.
I told you colorism
guy.
Is crazy in our country. Like it's
yo,
crazy in our country.
Crazy.
And so like I was bullied for my complexion. Like for a long time back home, being dark skinned was synonymous with just automatically just being ugly. So there's that. It's something they grew out of and they unlearned, but it was just a thing for a very long time. Like an active thing that everyone knew about.
Did it actually hinder you?
Did you?
No, it didn't.
Was it physical or just?
No, it was just like people just roughing you up and seeing you and pressing you and telling you stuff just to kind of
more like
you.
Harassment, bullying.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a kind of like a playing a mind game with you. I had somebody who, like I borrowed like a piece of chalk, like you know you write on the ground with the one
yeah,
with the
right
that,
on the floor, yeah.
And then like I took it home and I never brought it back, and then the person was like, okay, well, I took it home. My stepmother threw it out because she was cleaning my bag out.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the girl the next day and I was like, hey, I apologize. My stepmother threw this thing out. You know, is there anything you could do? The big sister comes down and tells me it was worth like. The little piece of used chalk was worth like $100, basically. And she was like, you got to give me money every day until you pay back this money. And mind you, I'm back home, so I'm getting like $100 Guyana dollars or 60 Guyana dollars. And that's like not even 50 cents in U.S. currency a day. And
yeah,
she was taking that. She was taking my, fuck you.
No,
and she was taking
somebody had $3 million.
No, fuck you, my
nigga. Trust me, we know the Guyana money.
So what this person used to do was, and then she was older than me, she was taller than me. She used to come every day and take all my money from school. Until one day I told my father, hates bullies. My dad was like, yo, who bullying you? He come out of that car. He's like, if you ever talk to my daughter again, you're gonna have a problem.
No, but Shorty really had me mad over this
$3 million
house.
Yo, fuck you. Next stop.
And it was really 20,000. Like, that shit.
What you got
crazy.
Here? How you tripping?
Where we going?
So,
where
long story short, I
was
bullied. I was bullied for my
it
complexion.
It bothered you.
It didn't.
You were verbally
you
bullied.
Bullied into your teenage years.
No. It was just, it stopped like when I was, it stopped after that chalk thing. Because my after that
so how long it was were you my, bullied? What was the duration year, of your bullying?
A year, but I was in prep A, so a it was year? About a year.
What grade?
This is prep A, so that's probably.
So you was bullied over your complexion for 365 days.
No. Oh yeah, I did say that. I was like trolled for it up until for how like long about is what I'm trying to figure out. Trolled up until I say like 14, 15.
Into your teenage years. Yeah. So from ninth grade. But it's from but, like 9 to like 14, 15.
Yeah, but I didn't feel bad about it. Like I never like wanted to bleach my skin. I never wanted to like change. I never wanted to be light skinned. It was just like, all right, you fucking with me, but I still had a whole boyfriend. My boyfriend was light skinned, so
there's no other case. So you with, balanced out by getting
I didn't
a
intentionally
boyfriend.
Do it, but it was kinda like you were telling me I'm ugly, but here is somebody supposed to be pretty liking me. You know? Kinda. So
does that conversation trigger you still or
no, it doesn't. But whenever I hear people speak about it, I just know there's always two sides to colorism. Like dark skinned people will tell you we went through some shit, but there's also a side of light skinned people also go through too.
As a dark skinned dude, I could say I never been
I'm
through
happy.
Shit.
That's you cool. Never get bullied?
That's nah. That's
you,
great.
You look like you got bullied.
Nah.
You was a bully.
Yeah.
So you was when I need to talk to the bully. That's good.
But I wasn't
why was you a bully?
No, I wasn't an on purpose bully though. You feel me? I was like
you felt powerful?
No.
Explain
it
yourself,
was like,
sir.
Alright, so cool. So let me tell you. So I'm like I'm funny.
Oh my God.
So it's like I tell jokes. Like I laugh, I joke, like, you know what I mean? Some people take that as bullying, but so that's just growing up. Like growing up,
you tell
verbal jokes,
bully.
You crack jokes. Yeah, that's it. I wasn't punching people and
you
stuff.
You wasn't taking lunch money and robbing kids.
I don't rob people.
I'm saying as young
rub
kids
them
and
up,
stuff.
Take them.
Nah, I don't do that. I just was one of those dudes that it was good to be my friend. That was a great thing to do. To be my friend, you was lit. Because I'm gonna go all out. They're gonna know you under the umbrella. You know what I mean? And then you Gucci, you know what I mean?
That's it?
Yeah.
So you was more so of an asshole.
Yeah.
So you wasn't.
I'm still an asshole.
You are. But yeah. you was just like an asshole. So you wasn't a bully per se. Like you wouldn't. To me, a bully is somebody who picks on like the weak.
Oh nah. That,
you know,
nah,
like somebody who sees like the nerdy person and like want to embarrass them,
nah.
Want to punk them.
I was
them.
A little nerd though. Because I was smart. Like I was just funny, too, and I could fight. So it was like, it was a combination of all three. Like, you know what I mean? I would fight at a drop of a dime. I could joke on your ass and make you look stupid. And I was still busting out my schoolwork. So it wasn't like I was trying to hide not being
smart.
Educated or reading out loud. I just had other talents. I couldn't just, it wasn't just the mathematics. It was like, yo, I also could tell a joke and shit.
So you weren't
a
bully then?
On people.
Yeah,
I mean, people
with.
Would take that as bullying.
Yeah, but you just always had a strong personality.
If that's how y'all want to define it, but
I
people would take
is.
Jokes.
You always
as,
had a strong personality,
bullying.
And a lot of people in that age, they're trying to still find themselves. Maybe you found yourself early, so that that in and of itself intimidates people.
Yes. And then it makes it seem like you're picking on them, which is considered bullying. You know what I mean?
What do you think is a worse? Like worst part of bullying, like, because now we more into like the cyber world and stuff. So you think physically bullying somebody, putting your hands on somebody, beating them up every day, or like straight harassment bullying, like trying to embarrass you, putting posts up, oh this girl did this, and everybody's laughing. Like,
right.
What do you think is the worst bullying nowadays?
I think the worst bullying is expecting not to be bullied. That's what I think it is. I think the worst bullying. Is expecting not to be bullied. Everyone is gonna try you. Period. You have to prepare for it. And I think we live in a society now. Even if you do a little bit of bullying and get blown out of proportion, it's a part of growing up.
It was like, a part of growing up.
It's still a part of growing up. It's still a part of. No one could take away.
Do
bullying.
You think?
No one
this
could take
is
it away.
My thing. I think not even saying bullying, but like, well, you could say bullying. Do you think that is essential part of being, like, growing up being a part of making you tougher? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't.
Do you think you need that? You think you need.
I don't think you do. I don't think you need to be abused to be tough.
I think you, to me, like, right? I feel like you need that person, like, a black asshole growing up to deal with
different personality.
Like, yeah, you need that person that's going to try you young and learn how to come into yourself, to show pride for yourself.
But you could have that in a parent. You could have that in a sibling. You don't need somebody outside fucking with your head for
but
that.
But it's a difference. It's a difference. When it's a parent and when it's someone that you just... That you want to avoid, but you can't avoid them. Like, we go to school together.
We go to school, we in class. Yeah, you go to fuck with me every day.
Every day.
So I have to stand up for myself. Yeah, you have to build that confidence.
Yeah.
I think every person needs that. I think growing up, a child needs a bully.
Fact.
Because you got to learn to face that early. So you don't have to worry about late in life and then trying to go commit suicide and stuff like that. You need to face...
But
the person that's harassing you, bothering you.
But bullyism causes kids to commit suicide as
well. But this is what I'm saying, because they was coddled, kind of.
Not necessarily.
Like, I want my child to go through a little something, and I talk to them and have them like, yo, figure this out. You're going to get through it, stuff like that. And because words ain't supposed to make you go jump off no roof or go hang
yourself.
But
it does.
But it does, because you, like I said, because you coddled, kind of.
And I think I think what, for example, in my situation, what stopped my bullying was the fact that I went to a parent. I went to somebody who's like, I know this shit is not right. And he came in and he clipped the whole shit. And after that, he literally told me, do not ever let somebody bully your ass again. And from that, it was where, like, all right, fuck this whole shit. It wasn't a requirement for me to be roughed up by somebody. I could have got a lesson from my dad, but he was mad at me for not even telling him soon. He's like, this motherfucker is, and he literally cuts, like, this motherfucker is telling you a piece of chalk? A piece of chalk? You must be fucking mad. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do this. And from that, I took it from, I don't know. I don't think abuse is a requirement.
I ain't saying abuse. I'm saying adversity.
It's not abuse. Yes.
Adversity.
Yes.
You need it.
Because you're going to bump into some, like, you remember, you got different people. You got the bully, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got the peer pressure. Some chicks probably didn't want to suck dick at 13, but, you know, because your friend was sucking, she said, yo, he got a friend. Come with me. Now you kind of close to do some stuff too, because now your friend is in the room getting busy. Obviously, you out there with the dude in the living room.
He like, what's up?
Yeah, that's peer pressure. She pressured you into a situation that you wasn't going to go to.
You didn't want
to
be a hoe.
Fact. Some of y'all started y'all whole phase a little early because of your friends.
Yeah.
And now y'all not even friends anymore. You done busted open for a chick. You don't even high five anymore.
Mad girls
that's
and suck dick in the back staircase for peer pressure, bro.
That's weird as fuck, yo. You know what I mean?
I think the biggest, I think it really begins at home. Like, a lot of kids are coddled, and I can see why they can be easily prone to bullying. But one of the...
I'm also getting to a question. So I'm like, if you're a parent, because we always go to the parents' side. Okay. You're a parent, your child tells you that they're being bullied. How would you handle the situation?
I'm pulling up. Lizzie got to give my child her pink pencil. But you have to understand that you don't have to pull up and cuss out a child, but sometimes...
I don't understand what you going to come do to a kid.
I'm not, that's what I'm saying, I'm pulling up, like, I'm, even if I go to the school and, like, my child sees me actually leave work, take time off to come to the school and pull up and say, hey, teacher, hey, headmaster, this is going on. They know in and of itself that whole shit should not be happening. Because the fact you make my mom take time off to come here to deal with this shit lets me know it's not something that's normal that should be going on. So sometimes that action, or like your child seeing you put your foot down and come from an authoritative perspective by, and that's not even their child, they don't have no jurisdiction, but they're making sure that something gets done about this, lets you know that shit's wrong. Rather than me just having a conversation in the car, okay, when you're going to school, just try to talk to them and have lunch. No, I'm pulling up so you can see it's not right. That's not me when I said pull up. I'm not going to pull up and press a kid in the playground. Come on.
Me as a parent, I think, I told my kids, it's like a three-step rule. I always tell them, like, tell a kid first, like, leave me alone, like, fuck out of here, whatever. They still going, tell a teacher, and if they still going and the teacher don't check it, then you check it. You would not get in trouble if you check somebody that's, like, trying to harass you or touch you after you done did the three-step rule. If you already made the teacher aware of what's going on and you already told this kid leave you alone and they still going and you go in this nigga mouth,
you're not doing that.
That's your time. Time.
So, you're telling your child to do this. You're not coming.
Growing up, my mother and father has never put us to the school for anybody who bothered me, cracked jokes on me and all. And I used to get roasted.
Maybe because you're
I had to learn myself. Well, like you said, I had to learn to get
however,
funny.
However, I'm a girl, though. Yeah. I'm a girl, you're a pain guy.
Because it's natural. How are you going to stop kids from being kids? Kids going to joke.
Your
they're
mother
gonna
fit.
Like, yeah, they're going to look at your shoes. They're going to look at the car you came out of. They're going to see you taking a train, what you got for lunch. You know how embarrassing it is when everybody got nice sandwiches from the store, turkey, salami, and cheese with salt, pepper, and you lettuce, tomatoes. Food. And you got the cafeteria food in the white bag with the... Come on, son.
The bologna sandwich, the thick-ass bologna.
Right, you cannot...
You're the river
you can't avoid that. You can't avoid that. So at the end of the day, bullying and all that stuff, that's a part of growing up. That's a part of childhood. But
how about y'all teach y'all kids not to be pieces of shit, too?
To answer the question, I mean, kids that's, gonna that's be what that. You learn in kids gonna be a little bit of everything.
That's what you learn in
kids,
the household.
You got a little bit of piece of shit in you. Kids gonna be
I
a little
have
bit
a
of
lot
everything.
Of piece of shit in me.
So kids gonna be a little bit of everything.
That comes from the household, too.
As long as it also come with some caring and some loving.
Yeah, I teach, piece of shit I teach my kids right now, don't make fun of people that don't got. Like, because you could easily be in a situation. And don't.
That's a
fact. You know what I'm saying? And it comes from just them two in the household together being siblings. Like, you take care of your sister, your sister take care of you, right? You out, you getting bothered, you better step up for your sister, your sister better step up for you.
Okay.
Like, shit like that. That comes from the household, learning, like, don't try to use your advantage on type of people. Don't look down on people.
Right.
A lot of parents miss that lesson, though.
And that's why we get bullies. That's why kids be coming out being assholes and dickheads.
And if you look at some, and most times, not every case, but most times, these kids come out of broken homes. They come out of parents not around. They come out of, they're not getting attention.
Broken homes don't have nothing to do with nothing.
Did I not just say this does not apply to everybody?
That was the first thing I said. Sometimes bullies come from abuse. They come from seeing their moms beat up or seeing somebody.
Sometimes they come from
love.
A household where their parents pay them no attention. They got everything.
Let me answer the original question first.
They got everything.
The original question was, what would you say if you're as a parent,
Daddy,
what would you say to your child? Right.
It's like a fucking with me.
Yeah, y'all gotta do the voice. So, you know, I would treat my child the way I would an adult within a sense, right? If one of my friends came up to me with a problem that they wanted to address, I would say, you know, what you wanna do? Because I wanna know, what is your natural reaction? What is naturally in you without me telling you my plans? You know what I mean? What do you want to do? He might just want to go talk it out, and you might want to go get the hammer. You understand? It might be two different things. So I want to see what's in my child's mind first, because I want to see how extreme he is or how he or she is planning to dance around this situation, whether they got a whole tactic in play to get around this. Because your child could be thinking about something violent and extremely violent. So that's my first thing. I want to see what's in their mind and where they want to go with it. And then I'll provide one or two options that they could possibly go with from there. That's what I would do. Because you don't know how your child is gonna react. One thing about bullying, you don't know how the person that's being bullied is going to react. That's why people don't think they're going to commit suicide and stuff. But words hurt, and parents teach their kids that words hurt and words matter. So certain words, you don't know what that's going to do to that kid, and you don't know what he's being called. He or she is being called at home or by their family or by their... They might be the weirdo in the freaking family, even getting bullied at home. Now it's at school. Oh my God, I want to kill myself. Everybody hates me. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Kids need some place where they're loved, and sometimes they're not loved home. That's so they at least come to school, and school become their getaway. That's why some kids are happier in school, and you could tell when mommy and daddy come pick them up. You know, the swag is just a little bit different. But just to add on to what you guys were saying as far as kids looking down on other kids that have less and so on and so forth, sometimes that as well come from the household. You have some parents that are very braggadocious about their kids not living in a certain system and not growing up in a system or not having you know, rats and roaches and you know, having a car. Mommy come pick you up in a car every day, and now you kind of look down on MTA and stuff and not knowing that that's normal stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think they do it intentionally, but just by the some things you want your kids to be proud of can also let them look down on other kids that don't have those things that you're having them value. And most of the time it's materialistic stuff. So
that's true.
Do you think us as adults should feel like sympathy for adults that gets bullied?
That's empathy. I think you should have a space in your heart to
should you
understand.
Be an adult getting bullied?
This shit happens every day. Like, we all need a space in our heart to be able to understand other people's feelings and whatever they're going through. Shit happens to everybody. And bullying comes in so many different forms. A lot of people are being bullied and abused right now. They don't even fucking know it. But they just think it's normal. If you're somebody who is seeing somebody being blatantly bullied, there's something wrong with that person. Like, there's something wrong with that psyche, something wrong with their head. And you should be empathetic about that. Because ain't no way we at 30, 35 and just allowing other people to just walk all over us and just chilling because of nothing. Like, that is not normal. It's not normal. We ain't fucking 10 and 12. We afraid. We have agency. We grown. We pay bills, allegedly. We got car notes. We got all this shit going on. Uncle Sam coming for asses. All these things we have to be accountable for. And a grown-ass person is making you feel bad about something. Get the fuck out of here, son. It's a problem in your head. It's something in your head. So that's where your empathy comes in. Like, hey, is everything okay with you?
Yeah.
Because this cunt is being a cunt and you ain't allowing it. Why are you allowing this?
But that's also where where self-esteem and
yes,
and the value for oneself also come in, and that has to be embedded from the parent into everyone that is in that child life. That has to be installed. No one can install that for you, except for you through the words of encouragement from those that are raising you. And I feel like a lot of people miss out on that, because sometimes we're caught up, you know, as parents. Sometimes you got to work two or three jobs to provide the life you would rather your kid want. And then it might, you know, within the cracks of things, you know, your child might miss out on something that they needed because they need to hear it from you, and you wasn't available for that. And now they're trying to find it elsewhere, or they don't even know that they have it. So they allow certain things to happen, certain things to take place, certain people to say certain things and treat them certain way. And you still have it in adulthood. There's certain adults that get treated in certain way and stay in relationships after they've been abused. Homie, she's abusing you. Or shorty, he's repeatedly cheating on you. That's abuse.
That's abuse.
They keep on abusing you. She got mad yak on her phone, dog, that don't belong to you. Like, why you? This has nothing to do with you at this point. You got to walk away. But a lot of people, they stay in abusive relationships because they wasn't taught any better. They don't know any better.
I kind of want you to answer the earlier question, though, because about the bullying, the physical or kind of like cyber now. Like, which one is worse? Because like you said, you're a funny guy. Like, I see you get into it with people and... Yeah. Sometimes you could probably make people feel real
yeah,
small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a form of bullying?
No. Yes and no. Because if you invite it, you see, I don't just go after you. That's never the case.
So you're never the starter, you're a finisher.
Oh no, I never start because I'm already I know I'm funnier. So I'd rather mind my business. I already know I'm funnier than whoever's gonna say something. You understand? But You cannot start the fire and then try to control it. You understand? You can't come with gasoline and a match and then be like, oh no, not the kitchen. No, everything getting burnt, baby.
Well, that's if you how know you down. Won, why keep going?
I don't, you know, sometimes, you know, the victory lap just got to take place. The marathon continues, my nigga. That's what they say. The marathon continues.
Being a bully, though.
I mean, it is what it is at that point. You know what I mean? But you started. You initiated me to even do that.
Would you feel a kind of way if you made a post about somebody and then found out they committed suicide a little bit?
No.
You a piece of shit, son.
No, I wouldn't.
Bruh.
I wouldn't.
Why would you
initiated it. Why would I feel away?
So one comment could turn to a post, and then you could keep going. One comment could turn to a 500
you're saying,
comment post, and you feel like
you're
that's
saying,
all right.
You're saying one comment would turn into a post.
One comment.
And this post.
Black so black. Ah.
All right. And now I make a post.
And now I make a post.
And now this post got 1,000 comments. And now they're like, nah, fuck it, I'm jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on you. I'm okay. I'm going to sleep like a baby. I got a lot of you. That's on you. Because it's not like I went for no reason and just dragged this person out of nowhere and said, hey, I'm picking on you for today. No, because that's never the case. If people notice, all of my humor is general. It's general shit that everyone can laugh at. It only becomes specific and personal when you make something personal.
When you attach yourself to whatever.
You see, the problem with social media, right? And this is the real problem. Social media allowed everyone to be funny because everyone could repost someone else's joke. So now you're getting all the reactions, all the laughing reactions for something you ain't even say. You just copied and paste.
Mm-hmm.
But also the problem is now behind the keyboards, you don't know who's really funny with original fucking content. You understand? So now you're waiting on me to post some repost joke and I got original content. That I'm looking at your pictures, I'm looking at you, how you walk, how you talk, and I'm thrashing you just off of that, off of your reality. This is your real life. You understand? And that's what get people. Because it's really a joke, but it's really the truth, too, at the end of the day. You understand? I don't really got too many jokes. You know what I mean? Black success.
Yeah, we going to switch topics now. I guess this is like a... basically, like a dating question, I guess. We always talk about different topics, relationships and all that. This is more of a dating sense. This is like a...
Let's get to it, man. I feel like I'm heating up now.
This is height and size type of thing.
Oh, like, damn. You know,
body height and size, yeah.
Damn, height.
So does height matter while searching for a mate? Why or why not?
I don't care. I'm short. I don't have a... Like...
So you can...
I've dated people. I've dated one person shorter than me, and most people turn out being taller than me. But it's not like I have a friend who told me I like short guys. They're usually like my height or like 5'7", 5'8". Nico is 5'7".
So he's shorter than you.
He's not shorter than me. I'm not. I'm 5'5", 5'6" on a good day. But I don't care. I think for the most part, I am a little person. For the most part, I'm a short woman. So I typically run into guys naturally taller than me, but like I don't fetishize height because you could be a tall person, be a piece of shit. I don't know.
So you could date a man that's like 5'4"?
I could. I have.
You could date a dwarf?
I probably cannot because I'll probably be one of trolling him all day. I don't know. I haven't ran into
one. How about the weight part?
The weight?
Does weight matter to you?
I definitely date some big niggas too. Everybody How gets big? Love.
Like everybody gets turned, huh?
No, you motherfucker. Yo, what is wrong with you?
She just said everybody gets love.
I mean, we never seen no big person with Tanya. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I've dated two big guys before.
Like 400 pounds?
Like, not sloppy big, but they had weight on them. They had a big tummy in front of them. Like, I personally don't
skinny doesn't matter either?
Skinny, no abs. Skinny with abs. Big shoulders, no shoulders, tummy. Like, if you a good person, you got good character, you treat me good, I'm fucking with it.
I like that. That's good. That's open to the world, man.
I ain't blocking my blessings.
Well.
Me. Let me let you go. You know you want to go?
Nah, you go ahead, La. Go ahead, La.
I'm like Tanya, too. I'm a little open to the world. You know? Must be an Aquarius thing or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't, like, taller than me, I don't think I can really date a woman that's extremely taller than me. Like,
why? Why not?
I don't know.
What
did
Lisa Leslie do to you?
I don't know. I would probably dick Lisa Leslie down. But
for the culture?
For the culture. Maybe get her pregnant, have another little Lisa Michael Jordan.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
But I don't know. Like, walking down the aisle and your shorty like 6'5", and you like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know, and most women like women that's taller than them too, so.
Most women like men that's taller.
Man. Correct. And on the body tip, the skinny really don't matter. Skinny, like, but I don't really want too skinny, but.
Yeah.
I just think for like a certain size, like.
What if you're skinny with a figure? Like you're skinny, but you got a decent body.
I like it. I have no issue with no skinny or nothing. It's just like once you start getting a certain size to the plus size, and if it starts, like you said, if it looks sloppy and stuff, I just don't.
You just don't what?
I just don't think I would like to do that.
So you don't. You know
what I'm saying? It'd be too close. It'd be too borderline. It'd be like, yo, you get her pregnant, it's over.
Facts.
Not even. I'm just saying, because if she was big before she was pregnant, then It been over.
No, what is, you know, I'm talking about the thick joints that don't got any kids. Like, she just thick, but the borderline thick that could also be fat. Like, yeah, you know that extra, you know pregnancy is going to give you 40, sometimes anywhere from 30 to 50 pounds.
Especially if you thick and just
especially
lazy.
If you thick.
Because girls be holding on by a thread. They be
the nose going to grow, the ankles, everything.
Two donuts away from being like obese. And they just holding on.
A lot of pregnant chicks like to wear Yeezys because Yeezys let your feet go like this. You can have wide feet. You can have web feet. You can see the pinky toe out the yo. The Yeezys is fucking crazy.
I had a bad shoulder, so I can't be messing with big girls.
I know two people who lost themselves completely after pregnancy. They like they couldn't come back. It wasn't the weight you gain. I got a shape, but you could gym it out. Like they went over the line. They there and they just stand there like a whole different person.
That's not. I mean,
a whole different.
If I'm in
person.
A relationship with somebody like that, I'm gonna try my hardest to try to get them back. But you can't do that. You can't just change up on somebody and then expect me to want to be with you. You can't. I can't meet you at 130 and then you gain 150 pounds and I'm supposed to just jack that.
If it's from pregnancy, you gotta jack.
Nah, I'm gonna help them do my best.
He said he's helping.
To help.
Oh yeah.
But if you got no will to let it go.
No, but time out.
Then you gotta let me go too, baby.
Time out. It's two different things, right,
bro?
It's two different things, La. What I'm saying is this. Yes, if you're just with her naturally and she gained this amount of weight on you, yes, you have all right to say, yo, you are bugging the fuck out. But I'm saying that little extra weight that she gained from pregnancy, you have to ride
you
that
saying
one out.
You little extra. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. But I'm talking about like.
Well, 30 pounds
you can't
is,
say,
not, is not little.
You can't say, oh, it's from pregnancy and our kid's 5 years old. Like, this ain't little TJ no more.
It's supposed
like,
to leave, man. It's supposed time, to leave after that.
Baby weight gone. Like, you supposed to drop that. Breastfeed, make you lose a little pounds and shit like that.
It's
like,
hard,
I've been
though.
Through this already two
it's
times.
It's hard to be a mom, go to the gym.
Trust me,
it's
I
hard.
Already did it two times, man. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
And you're
good
still in
step
shape.
Back. Yeah. You got to stay in shape for your partner. Your partner's supposed to stay in shape for you. They don't supposed to just let yourself go. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
That's part of... That's a fact. That could deteriorate your own relationship, man.
Yeah.
Type shit. So I wouldn't do that to her. Yeah. Don't do that to me. I'll give you as much help as possible.
What about
but, well, let me answer that.
But Black,
and,
because
y'all
about to skip.
You're not a
so y'all about to skip.
Not a well-endowed guy when it comes to the height.
Listen, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I never knew height was such a big deal. I didn't know this. Like, I just never knew height was such a big
deal. When did you learn that height was a big deal? When did you learn that you was actually short?
No, I knew I was short. I knew this is the tallest I ever been. I knew I was short. I was always short. But I didn't know that height was like a big... Well, let me say this. Height to me, height never became an issue until it was like women had to... Like, when they had to identify why they don't like me or why I don't have a chance in the world, that's when the height thing really kicked in. That's when they'll throw the height thing. You know what I mean? It's never, like, an original thought. Like, you know what I mean? Because people would bend them fucking rules for the nice dude. And most women, when they describe their list, when they describe that dream guy, this is what he got to have, this is what he need to be having going on, it's me. it's me. I have all that stuff. You know what I mean?
The qualifications
but
is you.
It is me. But the thing
but
I
physically.
Oh no, physically. I fuck up. I ain't got no hair. I ain't got no height. I can't dunk. It's a lot of shit going on here. You know what I mean? I'm in shape, but I don't got no abs. You know what I mean? Like
so abs
a
is lot, hard though.
Abs
is hard.
Hard. You know, it's a lot of shit going on.
Most of the girls that want abs don't got abs themselves.
But I mean
got the little kangaroo.
But I do eat organic. I mean, if that shit counts. So, you know, I can't be too picky. And as far as size, I mean size, I you know, everybody have a type, you know? I'm more of a Slim Jim kind of guy with like, you know, a little plump. I dealt with the plump joints, you know what I mean? Not the, you know, the BBW side, but the, you know, the joints that's like, you know, 130, 140. I dealt with
130, 140 is actually really that's
yeah,
slim.
That's good. Yeah, that no, but
depending
you know,
how
that,
tall you are.
Yeah, because you know, it be coming with the, you know what I mean,
the
thing,
with the all that
curve. So I dealt with that, but I dealt with a, you know, a BBW actually possibly gave me some of the best head, like, you know what I mean, because BB they got extra cushioning in their
mouth. Get the fuck out of
here. No, they do. They got extra cushioning.
What's a BBW like 200 plus?
What no, no, no. She wasn't up there, but she was over 180 for sure.
The That's
all she right. was over How 180 tall? For like, sure. Short? Nah, she was like a 5'6", 5'8" kind of motherfucker.
That's not even. That's like that's Serena Williams is like that.
Yeah, Serena Williams is borderline. I don't know if I would crash that.
What?
I wouldn't know if I would crash that. Excuse me. I have a type. Excuse me. Excuse me. I have a type.
Serena Williams is in tip top shape.
Yeah, but I like missionary. I gotta look at her face.
Oh, you trying to say she's wow. ugly?
No, I'm just saying. I might not.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
I might not want to do that with her, is what I'm saying.
Black. Are you calling Serena Williams?
I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Not Jerry. A missionary type woman?
All I said is I might not want to do that with her.
I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Are you saying Serena Williams is only a back shot kind of girl?
Listen.
I don't think so. She's a beautiful black queen.
Yes, she is.
I would
is.
Kiss her all in the mouth. But.
Yeah,
man, missionary
shoes,
right?
Look
but you're trying to say that you wouldn't have missionary.
I don't know if I would crash that. I don't know. Everybody don't really do it for me. Like Beyonce don't really do it for me. I'm more
you
of
would
a
kiss Beyonce in the mouth.
I'm more. I would kiss her in the hot mouth. Yes, but I'm more of a Kelly Rowland Maya type of guy. Like I don't Beyonce don't do it for me. She just don't do it for me. I don't see what people see. I just don't see it. You know, if
and
I had to pick
okay.
between Beyonce and Maya, I'm picking Maya every day of the week.
Hmm. I would pick Maya too.
Yeah, I mean that's just
out
me.
Of who?
Maya. I'd pick Maya.
And this is my overall package or just like
overall package. If I have to pick between Beyonce and Maya or Beyonce and Kelly Rowland, I'm picking Maya and Kelly Rowland for sure. Beyonce gonna lose that fight every day of the week.
Each his own. Everybody got their own Kool-Aid, baby.
Minus the bank accounts.
Just oh, just an overall package.
Oh no.
I don't know what's going on here.
Nigga, overall package, I want Jeff Bezos ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's who I want if you want to talk about overall package. Let's go bump into her.
Since you said you're short, you've been short for a while. Why do you think that short men gets like frowned upon by women?
What the fuck you asking me for?
Okay, you're short
so
men.
We both short, motherfucker.
I am 5'7" and a half. Like,
can the woman speak? Oh my god!
Stop,
you stop asking the man about why women don't like
but
men.
But wait, I started
me.
With you
like,
first.
Yeah,
now
you
I'm giving
asked
it
the
to
second
him.
Question.
Yeah, no,
no, he answered
me.
The question that you started with. Listen,
damn.
Baby, let me run this show, baby. I've been doing this.
I've
been doing this shit for a long time.
Yeah, you're gonna piss off. Relax. Relax.
Let the MC run this. I'm the host of the most.
Ask a man. Ask a man why women don't like.
Asking
men.
A short man that experiences
short
problems.
Yeah, I got short issues.
He has short
mean?
Issues.
I got a short temper.
You know what I'm saying?
Short issues, shortcomings.
Why do you feel? Because he experienced it. I'm going to ask you in a second. This is a part of this question. I can't relate
right,
to this.
Right.
So
talk
why do you
me.
Feel that short men get the short end of the stick, basically? Frowned upon.
I think it's like a thing to do. You know what I mean? I think it's like a thing to do now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like being short, unless you rich, it's like, you know what I mean? They're going to throw you under the bus. Like, this is just what it is. Like, you know what I mean? So, I feel like more people would be happier in life if they eliminate that physical feature.
Height. It is
you know
eliminate
I mean?
A lot of physical
height,
features.
Height, a lot, but not just height. Like, you know what I mean? Height. Complexion, hair texture,
beard.
It'd be a lot of little things that people say, and I'm like, that's what's holding you back
Facts.
From greatness? That's what's holding you back from being happy? That's what's holding you back from having a partner? Like, homie, I get home cooked meals every day. I get hugs and kisses every day. Somebody love me, dog.
That's just beautiful. Man.
Like, yo, somebody love me, dog. Like, I don't know, man. But motherfuckers is crazy. But like I said, I mean, go after the hype.
You just think that is just something to do, though. That's just
it's just something to
it's
do.
It's just easy to tear down men that's under 6 feet.
Yeah, I feel like people believe or are under the belief that men 6 feet or taller come with some like extra feature. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do they do? I wanna know what do they do? Like, what are you gonna do when you 6 feet that you can't do when you 5'8" or 5'6"? Like, you know what I mean? Like what happens? Like what's different? Like, you know what I'm saying? And women are, most of them are going to say, oh, I feel safer. It's tall pussy niggas all over this world that's going to run when it's really going down. So I hope if that's your sense of security is height, you got this shit you got the world all fucked up. You feel me? You got it all fucked up. So I'm just trying to figure out what is the benefit of it. Like, what's the attraction? I'm, you know, women women are so catty that they like to follow each other. And I feel like growing up in our culture with hip hop and with the Basketball Wives and with Video Vixens, it was really a thing to have a tall black man. That was like a prize. That was like a trophy. And some are still chasing that, trying to have a trophy. You understand? But it's only a trophy if he's playing in the NBA All-Star game. Like, other than that, like, what the fuck did you talk about? You with a nigga 6'7" that, you know, pick up phones for a living. Like, that shit crazy.
So, according to my female friends who are on the taller side, I identify as short. But I got friends who, you know, they're females who are 5'8", 5'9", 5'10". And their claim is that they prefer somebody taller because it's just awkward looking down at somebody. And then let me say what they say. They say it's awkward looking down at somebody. And especially when they want to get dressed up and wear heels, they're even more taller. Mm-hmm. So they don't want it to be like, if I'm 5'6", you gotta be 5'7". Like, that's just too close. They want it to be like a big gap. I'm 5'6", he needs to be 5'11", 6 feet. So when I put on heels, he's still towering over me. So for them, it's just like a physical comfortability.
I think so too.
That's all it is. Like, it's no real deep rooted reason. I just want a tall man because I'm a tall woman. I don't want to feel odd. Okay. But there are a lot of tall pieces of shit as well. And you're over here, probably may not love your life because of a pair of heels. They're probably not even that expensive anyway. You walk around barefoot majority of the day. I don't know, man. I just think it's, maybe, again, I'm a short person, so I've never had this struggle. That's However, crazy. I am not going to walk past somebody who could be good for me because I want to wear a pair of heels and go on a date. I'm just saying.
I think it's a part of, like, what you say. Like, I think it's comfortability, too. Women like feeling like being under like a big teddy bear or something like that. And if you just a little teddy, you go to a store, you see a little teddy bear and a big teddy bear. What they gonna take? The big teddy bear all the time. They're not gonna take the little. That's good. You know what I'm saying? That's good. You go to the carnival and
that
shit.
That was good.
They're like, oh, you won this. They're like, oh, whatever. They knock
shit over. Yeah. They want the big one.
You give them a big teddy bear, something they can feel like they could cuddle with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it come down to that, like. That's why I think only short men get the short end of the stick on that part. You know what I'm saying? Not just like because they trying to plan life and want an NBA player, shit like that.
But it's just the comfortability. It also depends on where you're at. Because in this community, I'm short. And in other communities, I'm tall. So you know, I just had to go where I was considered tall.
Now you're tall.
Now I'm Shaq. Hey, Shaq, come on. They be having me reach stuff now. Can't take stuff on top of the fridge and shit. Mean, yeah,
we got black sets right underneath. Ain't nobody else taller than that.
Ain't nobody else. You know what I mean? You just got to take your talents where it's needed. You know what I mean? Where it's celebrated and not tolerated.
Now, let me start with Tanya. Do you think that tall men get away with more because they're tall?
Same way, the same reason why rich niggas get away with shit.
No, rich niggas got money. Stop. They get away with
Stop. I'm just saying, like, people will trump all other things if they have this one thing that's sought after. So if you're tall, you probably got a lot more women who are just going to attract you in a physical because, oh my God, he's so tall and he's so handsome. He has his R and ear, so... But it could still be a piece of shit. And I know a lot of piece of shit tall men, and they've done a lot of piece of shit things to my friends who are still hurting because of these piece of shit tall men. And I don't understand the reasoning behind it, but I don't know. I don't give a fuck about heights.
I just want to say I don't identify as a tall guy. I identify just like an average size guy. So tall to me is like 6'3 and better. Like, probably that's tall. Mm-hmm. I think once you like 6 feet, 6'1", you just kind of like average. You're a little below average, but it's, it doesn't matter.
I'm below average in certain communities.
That's it, in certain communities.
And in others,
man.
I am above average.
That's all that
and
matters.
And above average just sound better. So I took my talents to that side.
Wow.
That's it.
That's wow.
He's crazy.
He's just wilding tonight.
He went kiss Serena in the mouth. Now he took his talents to the other side. To the
other side.
Because you're considered tall.
No, because on the other side, they could wear heels and I'm still taller.
Damn, man. That's not good. It's short. I'm not even going to keep... my mother is like 4'11", man. It's short African American women. To say you taking your whole talent to the other side
because you feel like it left. What are you talking about? It left.
No, there was a window for you. There was a lane for you.
Talent left. Yo, like who like you, son.
Talent left, man. That's it, man.
Like who likes you. That's the motto, son. Like who like you.
You know what I mean? Where I'm at right now, I'm above average, man. I got like a 92 on my report card. Jeez, I'm lit. You feel me? Honor roll, baby. What we talk about, you know?
Do you think men hold the same values as like to height and weight? When it comes to women, or you think they just look for like pretty face, fat ass? That's it.
Not height so much, but weight.
I feel like, well, he said men, so
and I just thought with you last. Slow your roll.
I just feel like men don't care that much because dudes, once we like you, you know what I mean. I feel like dudes, it's like a vibe first. You know what I mean. Once we got a vibe with you and we clicking and there's some kind of chemistry. Then it's like all that other stuff don't even factor in because we so focused on the chemistry that we ain't even get to, you know, break down your physique and what you do and don't have that's on the checklist. Mm-hmm. Women are doing that from the gate. Mm-hmm. So you might not even get the conversation. You understand? You might not even get to see if you got the chemistry. That's women doing that from the gate and W from right there. See, dudes, and, you know, to tell you, that's how I got into my joint, like, the chemistry was just there. I was funny. She was funny. Just cracking jokes back and forth, and the shit just happened there. Like, it don't even...
You already took your talents to one side.
Oh, no. After that, my talents left. You know what I mean? And now I'm just above average.
We're going to have a talk about that. We're going to have a talk about
that's
that.
That's just what it is. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shit, men don't actually care. I think women care more and value it more for their own reasons. You know, some women are tall, and for them, it does make sense to be with a tall man. But I feel like there's women that want a tall man, and then there's tall men that want a short woman. So it's like sometimes what you're looking for is looking for the total opposite, and then you're like clashing within a sense, you know? So physique should not be... Physical appearance should not be what you go for as far as figuring out who you're going to talk to and not talk to. I think you should go with chemistry and then from there figure out what you like and what you don't like.
That's how I move off of chemistry. I don't look at no physical appearance really and stuff. I have like a maybe in my mind, but I'm always open.
Well, you only dealt with light skinned women thus far, but.
Yeah. No, I have.
I definitely only dealt with light skinned women thus far.
We've seen your kids.
No,
you only dealt with light skin women
because
thus far.
The mother of my children is light skin, but that's it.
So man. Why are you objecting what he's saying?
No, he's saying that I only dealt with that's inaccurate.
Okay. No, nah, I mean
that's very inaccurate.
Maybe you sprinkled one chocolate bunny or whatever, but most of your kills is light skin, bro.
We know we're not.
Most of your kids are light skin.
No, most is kills.
Kills.
No.
Like, what? I don't. More?
No.
I don't know what he's talking about. No. Well, we gotta get the hot seat.
We gonna have to bring.
We gotta
back
get the
hot
seat.
One
seat
day.
We might have to bring up some witnesses.
Some witnesses.
Witnesses.
Yes. Witnesses.
I y'all throw Nicole my goddamn hot
to
seat.
Kills.
That was a good one. It's witness the kills.
Your kills.
The kills.
The ones willing to speak on the camera.
This room ain't big enough, baby.
No, it's not true. That was good.
We're not gonna do that. God bless everybody. Shout out to my boo Susu, you know what I'm saying? That's my boo. Chill.
God bless all the trap niggas.
I'm in a relationship now, chill, don't do that.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. God bless.
I think men don't typically do the height thing, but they definitely do the weight thing. It's either everyone has their preference, which is good, which is great, but they definitely separate us by weight. weight has a definitely more important pull with men. And especially, you either can't be too skinny or you can't be too fat. You got to be somewhere there where it's manageable. But I think women mostly look for certain things in terms of aesthetics, where it's just about to look. How your picture's going to look, how this is going to look. Whereas men, I was told, if a man likes you enough, he's willing to overlook the stuff about you that he probably don't like. That's why there's some men who date skinny chicks all the time, and then they bump into this one girl who's on the bigger side, and that's the love of his life. And he has her as a trophy all over the place, and then all exes is like, oh my God, he with this big bitch, da-da-da. He's not seeing her size. He already has a connection on a different level with her, and he has certain value with her. So he's willing to, in his mind, she's big, but she's Beyonce. Love the big.
That's how it go. Most men are like that. Only women be really superficial.
And that's
superficial
one
like
thing
that,
I learned about from,
I'm all about the heart,
from men.
The heart.
I grew up around my dad, grew up around my brother, so maybe that's why I don't hold certain physical things as that high of a standard. The most I like is some shoulders. I've been saying this all the time. I like a nice set of shoulders. I don't care about the abs. I do shoulders.
That's why, like, at the end of the day, they always draw right back to the same thing. Like who like you? Stop running from who's trying
you
to get
my
you.
Whole,
that was Black line, actually.
That was my line.
Yo,
yo,
every
yo,
week she be jacking on the low.
Nah, that was Black
week,
line.
That's my line.
That
was
Black.
I'm the creator of that line.
Get the snippet.
No.
That, I'm the creator
that
of that line.
You said be the best you.
And
I
said
like
who likes you.
Nah, no, no.
Yes, you did.
I will find the footage.
That's crazy.
I will find the footage. I'm going to find the footage, guys. I'll find the footage.
That's crazy. You ain't got the one lines like that.
You make what you do. Yeah?
You know what I'm saying? You make the good, long, good speeches and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The one-liners?
Yeah, the one-liners.
That's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
I've lived by that my entire life. It's my line.
I haven't. Oh. Because, you know, being a hunter,
you
got to
learn. You got to learn that.
Nah, but being a hunter is not fun to just like who like you, because there's no fun. So you go to the person that really not paying attention to you, and you make them like you. So, I mean, that's more fun to me. Like, getting somebody who's not actually paying attention to you, then go out. Now, you could make somebody who's not paying attention to you like you.
Right.
So you can't say like who like you all the time, but like who has the best interest for you.
Yeah, because I just feel like everyone have different learning capabilities, right? Some people are visual, some people are like they gotta actually touch it in order to freaking learn and all that stuff. And some people learn through other people. And me, I just seen what the other way worked out as, right? When people are chasing these superficial standards and these people that's not paying them any mind, they're chasing them and getting them to want to like them and draw interest in them and see where that goes. I seen that not work out 99% of the time. And for me, I said, why would I gamble on being the 1% when I could go with what's already guaranteed? Like, this is guaranteed already. This is guaranteed. At bare minimum, we're going to be Gucci. At bare minimum. And, you know, if you know me, I love designer. So Gucci it was. You know what I mean? Gucci it was. No discounts. You know what I mean? So that's where I was at with it. You know, but I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I feel like if you want to chase people that you feel like is not paying you any mind or that you deserve, they call it self-worth now or knowing your worth, do it. You know what I mean? It's just, I seen it work out. Like even people preference, when people say, I want someone tall, I want someone like this, I want someone. All right. This is what you have dated. And now you're scorned. Like when I look at your timeline, all I see is heartbreak. All I see is venting about heartbreak, about disappointment, about someone putting you down, hurting you, doing you dirty, you not trusting anybody. Your preference have fucked your life up. It's time to try something new. Like, that's common sense. But some people are just like, I'm gonna keep trying the same thing again and get the same outcome. But it's not my job to educate them. My job is to look at that and know that shit did not work out. Let me go this way. You know what I mean?
Try something different.
Let me go this way, dog. That's it. Let me go this way with it.
Hey, man, we at the end of our show, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, throw your shout-outs out so we can get the fuck out of here, you heard?
Shout-outs, everybody tuned into the show. I see you guys going crazy in the comments. Don't forget to share the video, guys. Shout-outs to my Brooklyn Prime family. Every Saturday and Sundays, you guys know I'm there. For the brunch shift, $30, you get a prefix brunch menu, 1 hour of unlimited flavor mimosas, and one entree. Pretty good deal. You guys should pull up. There's live DJs on set, so it's always a good vibe. Pull up. It's a good look. BGT is in the works. I got some good emails today, so I'm really excited about April 1st. Guyana Carnival is coming up in May, so if you want to play in my section, hit me up. I may or may not have a discount code for you with those costumes. I'm not sure if you want to do the cups this year because it was just a lot fetching those things around and collecting orders and collecting money. But if you want a cup and you really, really want one, hit me up and I'll make it for you. I still have a few left and I could always just do some designs for your costumes. Last but certainly not least, Trying. Y'all know it's been 3 years since me and Nico together in a couple of weeks. Well, 3 weeks.
3 years?
3 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a long time. Congratulations.
3 fucking years. So shout out to my Nico. Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. Get y'all washes. Book that man up. Keep him busy. He working like overtime now. So, and no same day appointments. Please, God, do not call the same day. He's usually not available. And do not call for appointments for temperatures under 32 degrees. Water freezes and you don't want the little ice thing scratching your car's clear coat. All right. See you guys next week.
Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Morehead Facebook. You know, shout out to everybody that pull up. You know, if you was here, share it, like it, you know, show the team some love. Good interaction today and all that. Yeah. Appreciate you. What else? My man Black Success birthday party, March 7th, be in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Day party, Amadeus.
Yeah.
Nice big space, cozy. Get there early to enjoy yourself, but, you know, pull up late. Make a scene. Yeah. Pay.
That's what you want.
Come hang. Come do the thing.
That's what you want.
And that's it, man. See y'all next week, man. Got another dope show for y'all, like I said. Share it, and share it. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Yo. It's your boy, Black Success. You know what I mean? A lot of people back in the day used to call me Romance. They used to call me Jay Smooth. You know what I mean? I had a lot of names. You know, and the reason being is, you know, I have a lot of different personalities. You know, sometimes I could talk soft and sometimes I could get loud. You know what I mean? But what I'm just trying to tell y'all is that Saturday, March 7th, y'all already know what it is. Amadeus, my birthday bash. Swag Dad, the drip bitch will be in the building. Believe it, motherfucker. I'm coming outside with something nice. You can get us the fuck out of here. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, Brown Holy Water.
I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.